In 2015, tribal officials declared a state of emergency on Pine Ridge following a sharp increase in the number of suicides. Officials say last year there were more than 20 young people who took their own lives on Pine Ridge. The BEAR program is a grassroots group on the front lines of the suicide epidemic. The volunteer group takes part in both direct crisis intervention and in powerful staged performances that address suicide head-on. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett takes us to the BEAR program float in the Parade of Lights in Pine Ridge. Along the way, we'll hear from members of the BEAR program about their efforts. Just a warning, this piece contains some graphic language.
Welcome to the first annual Parade of Lights, Christmas in the Village. First annual Parade of Lights.
A short woman with layers of curly black hair and glasses is standing in ankle-deep snow holding a microphone. She's wearing a long black coat and boots. Steam rises from her breath as her voice is projected through the loudspeakers.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
This is Tiny DeCorey. She's the founder of the suicide prevention group, the BEAR Program. The group is made up of mostly young volunteers from the area, many of whom are suicide survivors.
Santa Claus is coming.
This is the first annual Parade of Lights on Pine Ridge. It's an effort to bring some cheer to the holiday season, a time of year where many can grapple with issues of depression and suicide. Back inside from the cold, Tiny DeCorey reads an example of one of the text messages from a young person in crisis as the volunteers enjoy some downtime. Her phone is constantly ringing, often with messages like this.
This one says, I feel like I'm back into deep, deep depression, and I really don't know what to do. My friend died, and he wasn't supposed to die. I'm so effing depressed lately. I can't control it. I can't get over it. And I talk to her about her emotions, what triggers her emotions, and just get her to talk.
DeCorey is among a small group of first responders in an effort to stop suicide in Pine Ridge. She and the young people in the BEAR program constantly monitor social media and jump into action whenever someone is in crisis.
I go out and do outreach. I knock on doors when a kid is struggling and I find out. Or when these BEAR kids say, Tiny, there's a kid that lives over in Manderson. And she's my friend on Facebook, but she's talking like she's going to kill herself. She's saying she doesn't want to live anymore. And then if she doesn't respond to me, then I get in my car, and I get over there, and I knock on her door. And she'll say, you're Tiny DeCorey. I'll say, yeah. So you know why I'm here? And she'll say, yeah. Sometimes she'll cry. Sometimes she'll deny. But I always have pictures of their Facebook, what they posted, so I take pictures of it. So they can't say, I didn't do that. Or they can't erase it, you know.
Back outside at the Parade of Lights, DeCorey continues to gather people in front of the building as some of the kids from the BEAR Project decorate a trailer hitched on a red truck. They duct tape 600 Christmas lights to the trailer's sides and power them with the truck's battery. A young member operates the truck while 11 kids dress themselves in glow sticks and pile in the back of the rickety trailer. The float eases its way between two ambulances decorated in Christmas lights and in front of two vehicles filled with holiday decorations. The BEAR program kids wear their hoodies on the 33-degree night as they greet hundreds of people lined up outside their cars, houses, and peeking through broken screen windows. Most viewers brave the cold without coats as they wave and try to catch glow sticks being thrown off the float. The parade makes its way through the housing developments and eventually back in front of their headquarters.
What a parade, ladies and gentlemen. What a parade. Next year will be bigger.
DeCorey says part of the BEAR program's suicide prevention effort includes events like this to build community and boost morale.
Have they saved lives? Yes, they have. Have they talked another kid out of suicide? Yes, they have. Have they gone on calls? Yes, they have. We train them as soon as they come in the program. We've had some that couldn't do it, but that don't mean they can't still be a part of it. It just means that they're not ready. You know, emotionally, they're not ready. And a lot of the kids that are taking calls have been there on the same side as these kids. They've attempted themselves, or they've cut their arms themselves. So they know.
Like, I cut my wrists a lot, as you can see.
This is Jaden. She's 16 years old. She turns her forearms over, revealing dozens of scars.
I tried to commit a couple times. I don't know, I just got to the point where I didn't want to be around or live or anything.
I've never cut my arms, so I can say I can only imagine. Well, I have kids in a bear program that can say, I know what you're feeling. I know because I've been there. And I'm a cutter myself. Or I haven't cut in 3 months, but I cut ever since I was 12 years old. So I know what you're going through. And that's the big difference. That's just a click on.
It took me a long time to tell Tiny. And like to actually like pick up the phone and call Tiny. I thought that that's my way of releasing the pain and stuff like that. And getting my anger out was to hurt myself.
What do we say, you know, until you walked into my shoes? Back off with your judging what I'm doing. And it's tough. But I can really feel these kids' pain. You know, I can feel their pain. And the older kids, they're ready. They sit, they talk. And when it gets to the point where they feel they can't handle it, then I come into the picture.
My last attempt was February. It was me and my sister, and we were down at her dad's, and we took pills. I forgot what kind of pills she had, but yeah, we took the rest of them. We split them equally, and we both took them, and I took her phone away so she wouldn't call Tiny, but she was getting scared, and she was crying, and she was, like, thrown up and everything, and then she called Tiny, and Tiny came right away, and we went up to the hospital, and I'm not too sure what they did to her, but they gave me charcoal and had me hooked up to IVs and stuff, waited till I threw it up.
Jaden recently stopped cutting because she's pregnant.
If it's a boy, the name would be Alexander Raymond. And for a girl, it would be Alexandria Ray. I know about a month ago, I wanted to cut myself. And I was going to, but I had the razor in my hand. And I thought about the baby, like when the baby gets older and sees my arm and stuff like that.
Okay, how do you guys feel doing this?
Back in the Bear Program headquarters, known by the volunteers as the Bear Cave, a group of young kids prepare gift baskets of food for families in need on the reservation.
So, I mean, you're feeling good now. Can you imagine tomorrow when you give it, knock on a door? I mean, and think about it, you're going to relieve probably a lot of stress.
The Bear Cave is in the basement of the Billy Mills Hall. Murals cover the walls. Many ceiling tiles are missing and exposed wires hang down. Tiny says some kids who don't have a place to go are able to sleep here. A refrigerator and bunk beds were recently donated.
Later on tonight, there's supposed to be some toys coming in. So when they get here, then you guys...
Tyrell is one volunteer who's often in the Bear Cave. He says he's been with the Bear Program for 5 years. He volunteers in the winter and is hired staff in the summer.
This year in February was an attempt that got me to Regional West. We just got done with the performance, and I got home at 2 o'clock. And I planned on swallowing a bottle of pills, and I saw my reflection in my TV and I just felt disgusted what I was about to do. So I spit out the pills and I went to my grandpa's room and we went to the hospital. And when Tiny found out, she went to the hospital, and it was, I think it was around like 3 a.m. and we got what I needed to be done at the hospital here. And then they sent me to Regional and Rapid, and I got there at like 5 a.m. I basically slept that whole first day I was there.
Tyrell says he was shy when he joined the program, but now he talks more and laughs often. He even pulls members aside to cheer them up if they are feeling bad.
A lot of people's friends and families have lost people to suicide, and we don't want that happening.
Tyrell says being a part of the program and performing anti-suicide skits helped bring him out of his shell.
Even at school, his kids will come up and talk to us how they've been depressed, how they tried to kill themselves. And with all the bears, we know how it feels. So we could talk to him from our hearts because we know exactly how it feels.
We're going to go deliver.
In the evening, the volunteers pack 6 laundry baskets filled with meals into the BEAR program's white van. Some kids filed into the back rows, and DeCorey took the driver's seat.
Almost all these families here, even though they're working parents, they still need a little help every now and then, you know. We're going to the pumpkin seed family. She's an elderly lady. Her son came and said they didn't have a turkey, so we do.
DeCorey drives through the narrow, unplowed streets of Pine Ridge and parks the van outside of a small house in the middle of town.
Okay, let's go, kids. Let's get this out.
The kids grab one of the baskets and make their way up the icy driveway to the door. An elderly woman in a wheelchair answers.
Linda, it's Tiny. How are you? Oh, I just love you to death. And we delivered you a turkey basket.
Oh, okay.
Here's a turkey and some fixings.
Okay.
All right. I know your Christmas is going to be a hard one, and it's never going to be the same. With Francis gone, but we love you.
Well, thank you.
And we're here for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if you ever need us, you know how to find us, all right?
Okay.
Love you, Linda.
Oh, I love you too. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love you, Linda.
Merry Christmas. Yes, you too, grandkid.
After delivering the package, DeCorey pauses for some reflection while driving to the next location.
It's hard. You know, it's hard to see that. That's a childhood friend. We grew up together. Here. And she lost a son. And it hasn't even been a year yet. It's hard sometimes. But I love him. I love him so much, and I just... Now you see why I always say, you gotta look for the need, not the greed.
The volunteers return to the bear cave after the baskets are delivered. DeCorey goes through some recent donations.
There's so many that are going without, it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Oh, look at the kids, are going to love this.
She opens a box of toys and pulls out a plastic robot.
I know a little boy who asked for one of these. See, there's power in prayer. He's going to love it. He's going to love it.
DeCorey mentions that earlier in 2015, Pine Ridge was recognized for the high levels of suicide. Still, she's upset with the lack of progress.
All this attention? We didn't get any more help. I thought, oh good, national attention, a state of emergency. And nobody ever asked us what we needed. We're the ones out in the trenches. Nobody ever asked us. And Mike kept saying, we need bodies. Give me 10 people and we can train them as behavioral health aides. And they can go out there and do case management and help us find these kids that slipped through the cracks, that's been to a regional, been to an institution and come home, where are they?
DeCorey's phone goes off again as she receives another text.
Okay, I'm gonna kill myself. F*** me. I get this. I have to go respond. So I respond.
And DeCorey says that she and all the members of the BEAR program will keep responding despite the challenges that remain. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.